Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Monday, March 8th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the city of Wauchula will be trimming trees on Florida Avenue today between the hours of 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Please exercise caution and stay aware of utility vehicles. They thank you in advance for your safety and understanding. From the Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the State Attorney's Office has concluded their review of the officer-involved shooting investigation that took place on November 26, 2020 on Vindola Road, and have determined the actions taken by the deputies were reasonable and justified under Chapter 776 of the Florida State Statutes. And in Polk County deputies arrested 38-year-old Joshua Keeper of Plant City during the early morning hours of Saturday, March 6th, for DUI after conducting a traffic stop on the vehicle he was driving. A deputy who observed the white Toyota van failing to maintain a single lane pulled the van over on State Road 60 near Fox Creek Drive in Mulberry, at which time he detected signs of impairment, including the odor of alcohol and bloodshot, watery eyes. The deputy requested the assistance of a traffic deputy who responded and conducted field sobriety tests. Keeper was unable to pass any of the tests, including the walk and turn, one leg stand, and horizontal gaze. He was transported to the Polk County Jail and charged with DUI. He was released later that afternoon after posting a $500 bond. Keeper told deputies that he is a soccer coach at IMG Academy, a boarding school in Manatee County. Your local events, members of the Hardy County Sheriff's Office will be serving citizens in a different way this Saturday, March 13th, by waiting on tables at the Double J Restaurant, 1341 U.S. Highway 17 South in Wauchula, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for Tip-A-Cop. All tips and donations received by Hardy County Sheriff's Office members will go towards supporting the 2021 Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics Florida. Please join them for breakfast on March 13th and enjoy being waited on by some very special servers. Your job's here right in Hardy County. ODP Architecture and Design is looking for an architect, a bachelor's degree in a relevant field, U.S. work authorization, and 2 years of experience with Autodesk Revit are required. Our Riveter is looking for an office administrator. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of customer service experience are preferred, and 3 years of Microsoft Office experience are required. And Alan J. Wauchula is looking for a salesperson. 1 year of sales experience and U.S. work authorization are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or removing any valuables from the inside by doing a 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. HardyMidday@gmail.com. If you have any brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your event, make sure to send them to us as well. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 68 degrees out, feels like 71. Sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 7 high. Winds northeast at 13 miles an hour with gusts up to 22 miles an hour. The humidity is ideal, 40%. Dew point 43. The cloud cover 7%. The visibility 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s and northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid 50s with northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The value of U.S. field and miscellaneous crops is estimated at $159 billion in 2020, up 21% from 2019. According to USDA data, MorningAgClips.com reports Alabama production is valued at $955 million, up 9% from the previous year. Field and miscellaneous crops in Florida totaled $1.13 billion, down 1%, and Georgia crop value is estimated at $2.04 billion, up 8%. From the previous year. The restaurant industry has no doubt been one of the hardest hit during the pandemic. In fact, a LendingTree survey of more than 1,000 Americans, half of them say a restaurant they loved has gone out of business in the past year. AgriMarketing.com reports, besides mandated shutdowns that forced restaurants in some areas to stay closed for periods of time, eateries are also feeling the changing consumer behaviors, including those who've been avoiding or cutting back on indoor dining. Congress got a clearer picture of President Biden's trade agenda when the Senate Finance Committee questioned Katherine Tai, Biden's newly approved U.S. trade representative. According to AgWeb.com, Tai discussed the ongoing pursuit to enforce the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, but also the stance the Biden administration will take when addressing China. Tai says she was America's chief enforcer against China's unfair trade practices, experience she'll use once she settles into her new post.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. New seed tech is on its way to corn growers across the country, thanks to new developments by Syngenta. Corn is a popular commodity throughout the United States, and many growers in the Southeast plant corn as part of crop rotation strategies with growing other crops like cotton and peanuts. Syngenta is launching a new Pythium protection seed line, which upon EPA registration, the new Vantus seed treatment will deliver reinforced Pythium protection for corn growers. Dale Ireland does seed research and development for both corn and soybeans with Syngenta. Dale and his team have been developing the new treatment for around 8 years. This new treatment protects corn and soy from Pythium and Phytophthora. Pythium affects varying soils differently, but this new treatment can be of huge benefit to growers with different soil types.
So anytime you've got real well-drained soils, you kind of avoid some of these water molds, but Vyantus or picarbutrazox is the active ingredient to provide a novel mode of action, a new mode of action against both of those.
The protection Vyantus offers from Pythium is, as Dale describes, a whole new level for growers.
Yeah, so obviously this new product called Vyantus, by the way, it's not registered yet. It should be any day now. Vyantus just adds a new mode of action along with Apron XL. Vyantus is going to bring that protection against Pythium to a whole new level. It's the most robust Pythium protection that's available.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street's benchmarks opened mixed this morning following Friday's rally. Mixed results for Asian markets following the U.S. Senate's approval of a COVID relief package. Crude prices rose today as Saudi Arabian oil facilities were targeted by drone strikes. This just days after the largest oil exporting countries said they would not increase output. Brent crude, the international benchmark, surpassing $70 per barrel for the first time in over a year. Germany plans to ramp up the use of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine after authorities gave the green light for it to be administered to those 65 and over. China's exports surged 60.6% in the first 2 months of the year after factories reopened and global demand started to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. NBA's All-Star Weekend is in the books, and Team LeBron romped over Team Durant 171-50 in the 70th midseason showcase for the league. LeBron James now 4-0 since team captains began to choose sides. Giannis Antetokounmpo was the game MVP after shooting 16 of 16 for 35 points. Steph Curry chipped in with 28. Damian Lillard had 32. Team LeBron swingman Paul George said it was all great fun.
I think just being a casual fan, watching the skills, the three-point contest, the dunk contest, I think all of it, you know, that's what this whole weekend is about, well, this day really, was just to, you know, have fun and enjoy all the events.
Steph Curry won the three-point shooting championship for the second time in his career over Mike Conley and Jason Tatum, and Domantas Sabonis was the winner of the Skills Challenge on Sunday. This is SRN Sports. College basketball, Michigan State, 70-64 winners over Michigan at East Lansing, where it looks like Coach Tom Izzo is heading to the big dance for the 23rd consecutive year. And Baylor finishes undefeated.
Third-ranked Baylor finishes unbeaten at home for the first time in 73 years following an 88-73 rout of number 18 Texas Tech. Maceo Teague matched his school record with 10 three-pointers while scoring 35 points. The Big 12 champs never trailed, but they didn't take over until Teague scored 12 points during a 16-3 run in the second half. He finished 10 of 12 from beyond the arc. Jared Butler scored 18 points, and Davion Mitchell had 17. The Bears finished 15 of 24 from long range and shot 52.7% overall. I'm Dave Ferry.
Iowa beats Wisconsin 77-73. Luka Garza with 21 points. Houston over Memphis. Texas tops TCU, and Loyola of Chicago beats Drake. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, they say don't try this at home, so I'm going over to my friend's house to try it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.